Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy, and I am your host, as always, David, and I'm about to share with you something that I helped a client with just a couple weeks ago, in fact, about a week and a half ago, and the reason why I'm going to share this with you is because I'm pretty sure this is on a lot of parents' minds, and it has to do with the end of the quarter and grades. So here we go. Parent came to me, and I've known this parent for a while, but they came to me saying, hey, grades aren't going as good as we'd planned them to go. And I said, interesting. So we'd been kind of putting this on the to-do list for a little while because there are some other things that had to happen with their teenager first. But now that those things have, we've met those goals, we've hit those benchmarks, now we're focusing on things about like you know, consistency with school, attendance, grades, so on and so forth. So this quarter, halfway through the quarter, the parent was like, hey, listen, can we start your parent-teen partnership agreement? I said, well, I think we need to wait a little bit longer. And they said, well, why? I said, because I don't think your teenager right now really puts a very high value on grades. In other words, the teenager has been dealing with a lot of stuff, and now grades are just coming back on the menu. And the teenager seems to have a lot of reasons in the past for not being able to do homework, schoolwork, get to school. But now all those reasons, all those excuses have gone away. So this teenager is claiming to their parents that right now, this is something that if the parents just left them alone, they would get better grades. Now, the parent, of course, is telling me all quarter long saying, no, I don't believe it. They're not going to get better grades. Even though I know they're feeling better and they're doing better, I don't believe it. They still have bad habits, this and that and the other. And I didn't disagree with the parent. And I said, yeah, you're probably right. And they said, so let's start your parenting partnership agreement, right? I said, no. They said, well, why not? I said, because sometimes the hard-headed gotta feel it to believe it. And the reason why I said that is because this client and I have a lot in common. I was just like that. I remember telling my parents, oh, no, I'm good. You know, if you guys just quit nagging on me, I could do my homework. But when you're bugging me about it all the time, I don't want to do it, or it just angers me. And so then I put it off almost like spite, like, you know, like my way of, you know, like rebelliousness towards my parents. So they said, yeah, you're right. You know, they're like that right now. I said, so why don't we do this? Why don't we just make them a deal that if grades don't go according to the way that they've promised they would go this quarter, and by the way, the parents are going to back off and not nag them, not nearly as much. In fact, they're only just doing, you know, they check the grades once a week. And when they check them once a week, the kid tells them what the reason is for the grades being where they're at, and that they totally got it in control. So the parents are, okay, fine. So we've been doing that in the past few weeks, and the grades aren't getting better. The missing assignments are stacking up, and the excuses and reasons why don't ever seem to be the teenager's fault. Of course, the parents are panicking. Of course, the parents are wanting to push, pressure. If you don't get it done, you're going to be grounded. You're going to be this. So I had to tell them, hey, listen, just tell them if you don't get the grades that you've committed and said that they would get, right? And by the way, the grades that the teenager committed to were not really like amazing, stellar grades. They were just all pretty much passing, just above average. Well, right now, all the grades are not above average. Parents freaking out. The parents telling me, I don't think this is going to work. And then my response was, don't think what's going to work. And they said, well, I don't think this is going to work. I said, well, we're not doing anything. They said, well, yeah, that's the problem. I don't think it's going to work. I said, is your child doing a lot better mentally, emotionally, and physically than they've ever done in recent years? They said, yes. I said, are you worried about them being safe? They said, no. I said, do they have horrible friends? Are they dating someone that's like causing you to freak out? I said, no. I said, your child's got some bad habits, you know, games, online, stuff like that, just distractions, you know, all over the place. I said, yeah, they do have that. It's okay. So right now your child is saying, you need to let me prove to you that I can get grades without supervision. And we already made the agreement that if it doesn't work out, there's no grounding necessary. We're going to start the parent-teen partnership agreement. So they said, okay. And I had to remind them of this a few times, and I don't blame them. They're great people. I love them. And parents, you get a little antsy, a little nervous when the due dates are starting to come up. We're just a few weeks out or 2.5, 3 weeks out. So I had to remind them that I want you to sit back, not care. They're still checking, you know, once a week, every Friday. And if, you know, the teenager just tells them what's going on, they don't ground them for having too many missing assignments because the teenager swore that that's just the way they do it, that they're going to have missing assignments. They're going to have all these things, but it's all taken care of. They've got it all figured out. And then they reassured their parents that nothing bad is going to happen. Their grades are going to be the best grades they've ever had. I wouldn't bet on that right now, but hey, that's what the teenager is saying. So I told the parent, let's give them a sample test. Let's give them a chance to see it. And if it doesn't work out, we install the parenting partnership agreement, not as a punishment, but as a, hey, let's help you out a little bit with this. Well, mom, I can do it on myself. Dad, I can do it myself. Yeah. I know you want to do it on yourself. I know you can, but let's do this agreement so that, you know, you tried it your way, assuming they're not going to pass the classes because, you know, it, kind of getting that point where they're going to need a miracle pretty soon here. They're getting really far behind, but we're just going to let them have that. But at the end of the quarter, instead of grounding them and telling them, see, now you're going to lose this and that and the other, I think it'd be more beneficial to them instead of punishing them to then say, we held up our agreement. We didn't nag you. We didn't, you know, take everything away from you. We let you do it your way. Now we're going to do it this guy's way, this guy meaning me. So assuming that comes, the parents are going to obviously have a hard time with it because they're going to want to feel like they need to punish their kid. And I just got to remind them, like I remind all the parents, like you might get away with punishing your kid and scaring them straight. And, you know, remember that TV show Scared Straight where they'd send the kids to the prison and have them talk to real prisoners, the prisoners get in their face, yell, rah. Well, that worked a lot of the time, but there are some kids that weren't really able to be scared. And in 2024, even if your kid will be scared, do you want fear to be their number one motivator? I don't. Yeah, fear can be a great motivator sometimes. That's, you know, you're scared to die, you're scared to get hurt, so it protects you. But fear of, I have to do something, otherwise I'll get in trouble, that doesn't really send the same message of, hey, I want to learn something from the situation, get some good habits, some good patterns, and I can learn that, wow, if I put effort and hard work into something, even if it's something I'm not interested in, I'm going to get better at it. That's the message I want them to learn. So the parent is on board again, just had that conversation, had to remind them again and again, because, hey, every parent is guilty as charged. You're fearful that everything you've imagined that could possibly happen wrong or bad to your kids or in the future for your kids, all that comes to a head when you see them not being able to do something simple as like just turning some basic homework assignments. So the podcast and the message I want for you guys today is that at the end of this quarter right now, I don't want you to overcoach, overteach, overcounsel, overtherapy. I want you to sit back and say, hey, tell you what, I can either nag you and get on you about all your missing assignments, or I could give you a little bit of space. And if you feel confident that you could, you know, still pass the grades and do what you need to do, then I'll give you some space and I'll sit back and allow you to do it. Now, if you're not successful, do I have your permission and agreement the next quarter, I'm going to take a little bit more control and charge, not because you're bad or you're horrible or you didn't have good intentions, simply because it just didn't work out the way you planned it to. That, you guys, is going to have so much more success. Now, granted, you got to follow through with that. You can't just say that, and you can't just sit back and let them do whatever they want to do. In fact, I would suggest, say, hey, you know, listen, let's just, in the last couple of weeks, I won't ask you about your grades. If you pull up Skyward or whatever your school software is online to check grades, you pull it up and you show me, then that counts as you being accountable. Now, if the grades come out and if they're under your expectations, whatever the expectations you as the parent set for your kids, some people it's A's, B's, C's, I don't know. That's totally up to you. Whatever you feel is realistic for your kid. Obviously, I wouldn't suggest that you have your kid have a standard of A, all A's when they've never really even passed that many classes. So keep it within reason, right? And I suggest you have a conversation with your kids like this. Tell them, I believe that you're capable of doing it. And just in case it doesn't work out the way you wanted to, I got a backup plan, but this only works if you agree to it. So I can either A, yell at you, get on you, and ground you if you don't do your homework or don't let you do anything and have any free time to get your homework done. Or I can give you space. You only have to check in with me on Friday about what was done this past week. Today's Friday, so today would be a good day. I mean, I'm recording this podcast a little bit late this week. And then if it doesn't go well, then when the grades come out and the grades didn't meet your standard, just say, hey, listen, tell you what, just like I said, I'm not going to ground you, not going to punish you, but we're going to make sure we end the quarter on a different note. Now, if you don't agree to this agreement, well, then I will ground you and I will punish you. So you can't let them completely off the hook. You got to give them two options. One is the option they're obviously going to take. No kid's going to say, yes, I want you to nag me and I want you to bother me and I want you to look at my grades 10 times a day and not let me have any freedom until I get caught up on my homework assignments and I bail myself out of the situation. But really, I didn't bail myself out of it because mom and dad, you guys had to work harder than me just to get me to do a little bit of work to get caught up. Don't want that. So there's got to be an offer. There's got to be an ask. Like, you can either have me being the, you know, the clingy, controlling, get mad at you and ground you type of parent, or I can give you space. But if I give you space starting next quarter, if you don't get the grades, you got to do it my way. Well, guys, that's what I want to share with you, because at this time at the end of the quarter, too many parents make this crucial mistake. And too many parents debate with me saying, well, they will never do it if I don't make them do it. And I said, yep, you just proved my point. That's the problem, not the solution. The solution isn't continue to double down and make them do things because they're showing even as they get older that they're not competent. You guys, you'd rather have your kids fail now in classes in a quarter while they're still in the nest, while the world is padded for them. You can protect them from a lot of disappointment, but you can't protect them from reality. You can say like, well, hey, if I just don't let them get those grades and then, you know, then they're going to, you know, fail and they're going to think it's okay to fail. No, that's why I said you got to follow through and make a deal with them. They have to agree to this. And trust me, you guys, they always agree as long as you're doing it the way I'm telling you to do it. If you make some changes, I have some clients that like, oh yeah, I'll do that. And then they go, okay, well, I won't ground them, but for every homework assignment that they don't have turned in, then that is, an hour that they don't have their cell phone. I'm like, well, that's grounding. Or parents try to make cell phone deals like, okay, well, I'm not going to control you and stop you, but I'm going to make sure that you don't have your cell phone until the quarter's over or until you get X amount of missing assignments done tonight. That's a form of punishment. Let them run with it. Let them see how great they can do on their own. And when they fall, when they falter and have mistakes, just remind them, hey, no worries, it's nothing personal, but we're going to try something different because you proved that your intentions and your hopes and your dreams didn't work out the way you thought it was going to. So I let you have it once, but we're not going to continue this. Guys, that's my advice. That's my suggestion for you guys today. Now, remember, if you want to follow us on YouTube, go to OG Therapy. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's OG.Therapy. If you want to follow me on Instagram, and I'm not a great follower, just post a couple of reels every now and then. But hey, let's say you want to follow me and you want to send some reels to some friends that are having some challenges with their family members and loved ones. You just want to give them a little bit of nugget of OG Therapy information. You can follow me at David_KOZLOWSKI_, or you can go to Patreon, www.patreon.com/OG Therapy. That one costs $5 a month, but you get 2 years of content. All these episodes are, the videos are put up there. If you want that, go check it out there. And until next time, you guys, remember, when you're stressed, when you're going, oh my gosh, please, 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 how do I get through these teen years? Just remember, all you got to do pull up your favorite podcast platform and press play on the OG Therapy Podcast. And until next time, be cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.